From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Good morning. Our Bible reading is from John chapter 3, verse 36. Here John the Baptist is speaking. He says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth upon him." The final part of this verse refers to the person who commits the most terrible of sins, which is that of rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Saviour. Murder, theft, adultery, sodomy are all vile sins, and sins which must be condemned, and sins which God will undoubtedly judge. However, the greatest sin of all that anyone could commit is that of saying no to Christ for salvation, that of rejecting the only begotten Son of God. And this is what John is talking about when he says, "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Now this morning, as you think about these words, I simply want you to consider with me the end of those who reject Christ. First of all, the person who rejects the Lord Jesus, they shut the door to the blessing of God upon their life. John 3 verse 36 says, "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life." Note those last four words, "shall not see life." In John 10, verse 10, Christ says, I am come, that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Therefore, the person who rejects the Lord, shutting him or herself out of this abundant life that there is in Christ Jesus. This is what you are doing if you are still not saved. And it's only when you receive Christ that you can partake of this abundant life. It's only when you trust him as your Saviour that you can experience this blessing of abundant life that God has for all who are saved. Because of your sinful nature, the Bible says you are dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2 verse 1. Your life is in bondage to sin and rebellion toward God, and for such sin and rebellion you will only live in the scene of time. Because it is only through Christ that that power to sin can be broken in your life. And it is only through Christ that you can be able to live an abundant life for the glory of God, and a life that is a blessing to others in this world. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, you have God speaking to Abraham, and he says, And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. God was going to bless Abraham because his faith was in Christ for salvation. Speaking of Abraham, Christ himself said, Abraham rejoiced to see in my day. He was looking forward in faith to Christ coming to this world and to him dying upon the cross for his redemption. And the only way for you to live a life for God's glory and one that is a blessing to others is to repent of your sin and to trust in Christ for salvation. Only through Christ can you glorify God and be a blessing to others here on earth. The hymn writer was able to say to God, Make me a channel of blessing. Why? Because he had trusted in Christ, his Saviour. In all our homes we have electric light that shines brightly because our homes are connected to some power station by wire cables that conduct the electricity. And in like manner, it is only when you are joined to Christ by faith in him for salvation that you can shine brightly in this world for God. It is only by faith in Christ that you can know abundant life and in turn be a true blessing to others. Then in the second place, we must see that the person who rejects Christ, they shut themselves out of heaven. John 3 verse 36 says, He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. This word life, as well as referring to abundant life in the scene of time, also means everlasting life. The first part of this verse, John tells us, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Now, this everlasting life refers to heaven, for heaven is a place of endless life. With heaven described in Revelation 21 verse 4, where it says, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. There you see how in heaven there shall be no death. Therefore it must be a place of endless life, a place of life everlasting, and this shows us how it will be such a wonderful place. This is why the hymn writer described it as a land that is fairer than day. In heaven, God will be there, and all of God's people who are saved through the blood of Christ. But I must warn you, if you have not trusted in Christ for your salvation, and you die in that condition, then you will not be there. Our text says, He that believeth not the Son shall not see life. Does not matter how good a church attender you may be. Does not matter if you have partaken of your church ordinances. Does not matter how good a neighbor you may be. Unless you trust in Christ, you cannot enter heaven. Matthew 7 verse 23. Christ is talking about those who will think that they can get into heaven because of their good works. And he says to them, Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. They will not get into heaven because they do not know the Lord. John 17 verse 3 tells us, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. If you do not know Christ as your Saviour, you do not have eternal life, and therefore you will not be in heaven, but rather you will be shut out. But then finally, let us see that the person who rejects Christ, they seal their doom in hell forever. Speaking of those who have not trusted in Christ, John 3 verse 36 says, "But the wrath of God abideth on him." What is the wrath of God? But the intense displeasure of God, who is infinitely holy. There is nothing more terrible than the wrath of God. And this will be your portion if you die rejecting Christ. The wrath of God will be upon you because of your sin, including that of refusing Christ, his Son. Ephesians 2 verse 3 describes all those who are yet in their sins and without Christ as children of wrath. And if you are unsaved this morning, this is your present condition. You are a child of wrath. Romans 1 verse 18 we read, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men." How terrible it must be to be a sinner in the hands of an angry God. This wrath of God you will experience in hell forever when you leave the scene of time without Christ as your Saviour. Psalm 9 verse 17 tells us, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." The Bible speaks of those in hell and says, "The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and shall be tormented with fire and brimstone." Revelation 14 verse 10. This is the end of all who reject Christ as their Saviour and hold on to their sin. There was one occasion when an open-air preacher was preaching in the Gospel, and he was preaching upon the subject of hell. And he was heckled by a member of the crowd who didn't like his message and began to laugh and began to mock. And he said to the preacher in jest, "Where is hell?" And to that question the preacher wisely replied, "Hell is at the end of a Christless life." And he was right. And if you live without Christ, and if you die without Christ, and this is what awaits you. As the hymn writer rightly says, "Horrors past imagination will surprise your trembling heart." But let me say to you this morning that this need not be your eternal ruin. If only you will come as a penitent sinner to Christ. "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." Confess your sin to him. Call upon him to save you. And hallelujah, he will save you now. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 6 verse 37, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Because Christ died upon the cross and shed his blood as a ransom for sin and rose again from the dead, he is willing and able and ready to save you. This morning, will you not be done with your sin? Will you not come to Christ for salvation? For the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Come to Christ and be saved for time and for eternity. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we Let the Bible Speak.